I stand on the fringe between talking loud and saying nothing. And often my rage burns persistent, like the equatorial sun. My fortune can usually be found shining bejeweled on my wrist, or dangling from my neck in precious metals, like a noose, fit for this spook who sat on his ass for too long by the door. I find myself marveling at the fact that one's either a pimp or a whore here, trying to fly to clear blue skies and caress the great American titty at the same time. Brothers walking the line between blackness and getting their ass busted wide open by Afrocentricity. Now I understand why brothers from other continents think we ain't shit on sight. Fall apart in the great US of A. Toilet bowl of the world, pristine white and full of shit. Downright confusing to any who give into its gaze of melting pot fantasy turned mongrel stoop daydream. Hey, you know, maybe they'll start calling us blacks Indians, and us Indians colors, and us colors Bantus and Hottentots. Brothers, I know, will find a way to make it hit, then hop their way to the NAACP for some more superficial smoke screens to lay over the rest of the crew. And then we can get back to doing what we do best, shooting down our own stars in the night, and sleeping with one eye open to welcome the safety of the morning light. In my head, out my mouth in front of my boys at the basketball court, perpetrating a fraud for props like brothers do day to day. Bags of lies outweighing my body by 41 gunshots worth of injustice. So I drink my news like lukewarm tap water, a weak Shirley Temple margarita of information. Got me wiping my mouth with hypocritical fingers and pinching up my nose like they always lying about something. You know, they just keep trying to hold brothers like us down. But I wonder, just who are they? And exactly which us have I been saying is being held down? Ain't nobody got their hands on me, and I still can't get up off my high horse long enough to face up to whatever I've been running from. Crying foul in a dirty business. And it's permissible because we all hypocrites anyway. All you gotta do is make up your mind, like, either carry the ball or drop it. There's plenty more players ready to get in this game, making us all damn near expendable, replaceable, cynical. I drink my news like lukewarm tap water. A weak Shirley Temple margarita of information. I've committed murder, only it was in my head and out my mouth in front of my boys at the basketball court. Pondering where to start, I stand on the fringe between talking loud and saying nothing. Crying foul in a dirty business. louder, saying nothing.